This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number 3 of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves toll free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Start things out this hour with high school sex. Well, that's going to be something that will make people hold through the news break, huh? The story is about cell phone porn. Now, this is something you didn't have to deal with when you were in high school. None of us did.
It's funny because when I think about how easy it is for young people to access porn, I picture when you were young, for example, I picture Sorry. When you were young, Mark, I picture you somehow getting hold of a magazine and going with your buddies to some tree fort or something like that and all looking at it.
Yeah, that happened. That precisely happened when I was somewhere between 6 and 8.
That's exactly what I picture.
Yeah, that happened when I was younger as well.
Yeah, it's so easy to access. I mean, someone had to get a hold of a magazine back
then. Pretty much.
And now.
Well, yeah, there was also the situation where you'd be at a friend's house and they would know where their parents stashed their porn tapes, and you could go and you could get those out of the closet or wherever they were, and while the parents
secretly
were gone, you could
watch
those.
Yeah.
So that's how it happened back then. But your point is that today,
right? Well, I just saw the headline of your article, which it's about cell phone porn. So I'm just thinking, gosh, now every kid has a cell phone. It's so easy to get porn now.
Yep. I can shoot video right now and email it to somebody else. Text messages or something, somehow send it to somebody else.
When you were in high school, Julia, things had advanced to the point where you could easily get all the porn you wanted off of the internet.
Yes.
But you didn't really have the easy access to a cell phone.
I wasn't able to share it via cell phone with my friends.
So now it's really gone about as far as, I mean, how much further can this go?
Right. You know, some 14-year-old girl makes the bad judgment of showing some boy this or that or a friend, and they do the video, and oh my God, it's out there. It's out there forever.
Well, this is an amazing story because of the way the police are behaving. We have read stories in the past where young people have been engaged in sexual activities with one another, in many cases as young as, you know, 13 and 14 or 14 and 14, and they will record their activities, and somehow it'll get to the parents and it'll get to the police, and the police will come in and the police will charge these kids.
Yeah.
The police will charge them as though they're child pornographers.
Right. As though they're, you know, one of these, as though they're exploiting children.
Themselves.
As though they're rounding up 12-year-olds and taking video and profiting off of it. No, that's not what's happening here.
There's a couple of horny kids experimenting. They happen to have a digital camera.
Here's a system of old bad laws destroying the lives of today's young people.
But you know, now watch how the police behave in this story. They're behaving differently, and I'm not sure why. Police, this is from Allentown, Pennsylvania, the Associated Press. Police faced a difficult, if not impossible, task Thursday as they tried to stop the spread of pornographic video and photos of two high school girls, images that were transmitted by cell phone to dozens of the girls' classmates and then to the wider world. Mm. District Attorney James B. Martin said that at least 40 Parkland High School students believed to have received the images would not face prosecution as long as they show their phones to police by Tuesday to ensure the images have been erased. What's the point of this?
Because they can't get more images on the phone later?
Because they can't take the images off of the phones and upload them to the internet and send them all over the world? I mean, what is the point of this? Why are the police playing like cleanup crew, porn cleanup crew?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. And you know, moreover, if they do, which they have, I'm sure, uploaded this video to the internet, and if I got it, would I be charged with possession
of child porn? You better believe it.
Even though it was recorded by 14-year-olds?
Mm-hmm. Even though you have no way of verifying the age of these people, because
absolutely
I'm sorry, but I've seen some 14, 15-year-old girls, and they're very well developed. It's very hard to tell who's 14 and who's 18.
Yep. I met a friend's 13-year-old daughter last weekend. Well, I'd met her before that, but she told me her age was 13. I never really thought about it. I don't spend a lot of time talking to or thinking about, you know, friends' daughters. But she's She's 13 years old.
Is this somebody I know?
Yes. I thought she
Sean
was
and Bill's
16,
kids?
Yes. I thought she was 16, 17.
For sure they were 16. Or
I had no idea. The little one is 13.
Wow. Have you seen these girls, right?
It's in the meat. I'm telling you, it's the steroids in the meat. I'm not kidding you.
I don't know what it is. I don't know. But, you know, the fact is, the cops are saying to the kids that if you come in and show us your phones and let us poke around through your phones.
Do they have cops standing at the door waiting to see people's phones?
I'm not sure how that's working.
It's weird.
But they have suspects. They have a list of 40 students that they believe received the images. And how do they figure that out? Do they subpoena the cell phone company to find out what cell phone numbers they were sent to?
It's a little unnecessary.
Yeah.
Perhaps they follow it like a daisy chain. They said, well, who did you send this video to, Johnny? Oh, I sent it to Craig and Jim. And so they go to Craig and Jim's phones. And then they beat the crap out of them for a little while or berate them until they give up the information as to who they've sent it to. And
do the police believe that they're going to be able to track down every iteration of these pictures and delete them because they're full of it? I mean, there's no way they could do that.
And since when did school become about controlling behaviors and that sort of thing?
Oh, it's always been about that.
Well, I understand that, yes, but it's supposed to be about educating, right, and learning. And so why are they always policing all these different behaviors and doing things that parents should be responsible for doing?
I don't know if there's an answer to that. I don't know how to answer that question. Why are they doing these things? Because they want to perhaps encourage kids to be obedient?
I don't think they think they can do anything else. These are their rules, their mandates are given out, and
they must enforce them.
They have to try.
No matter what the cost.
They have to give it the old college try, right? So the cops have to go out there and try to stop cell phone high school porn.
Right.
I mean, you know, there's no way to stop this.
No.
This video that they're talking about has been uploaded a million times on YouTube.
Absolutely.
At this point. Not YouTube. They don't do porn. But, you know, whatever. It's out there and it's
PornoTube.
It's gone.
I know how I was as a kid. And, I mean, I know that if I had received something like this in high school, first thing I would have done when I got home would have been to dump it down to my computer and send it off to whoever, you know, I wanted to send it off to. So it would be out into the world of the Internet, which means it's completely uncontrolled. As soon as if you take a video and you give it to two people, it can go anywhere at that point. As long as you are in control.
That's what has happened. It probably happened during the day or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So for every hour that it was out there,
it kept spreading.
It kept going, and more people would give it to more people via their phones. And then, it's out there with, say, 10 people. Let's just be conservative. 10 guys have this. 10 people have this. They go home, click, click. That phone's in the computer, and then it's gone really like wildfire at that point.
Now, the students say that the students at the school say the distribution was far more widespread than the police believe. John Gabriel, 16, a junior, said he received and deleted the images and said most people got it and kept passing it along for fun to everyone in their phone book. What? These kids are treating child pornography like it's fun?
We're going to have to teach them.
Wait, how old were the people in the video?
High school kids, 14, 15, 16.
Child porn. It's their own
By
peers.
By law, it is child pornography.
It's their own peers.
Sure.
It's themselves having sex.
You and I understand that, but the cops don't know what to do. They see the law. That's the law.
People go to jail for this, Julia, in the past. And that's why I'm surprised they're just letting these kids off if they'll just let them inspect their phones. A state trooper was sent to the school Thursday and will return for two more days. So you're right, Julia. They have a trooper on campus at all times.
So they've taken a policeman out, a policeman who's supposed to be doing protecting things, right? And sent him to a school?
Well, now we're protecting kids from seeing the images that they've already seen. What are they doing here? This is some weird cleanup mission, as though that they're going to be able to cleanse the kids' minds after the fact.
Keep porn out of school.
I hope they can't cleanse kids' minds.
A state trooper, again, going to be at the school for two more days to ensure the images were erased from the cell phones of students whose parents got letters from prosecutors. The letter explained to parents what had happened and set a deadline for erasing the images and asked the parents to sign consent forms. What kind of a process is this? Why did the parents have to consent if the kids are possibly going to be charged with a crime? This is so disjointed and hard to understand, but we'll keep talking about it. 800-259-9231. Would love your thoughts as well on this. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic.
Tactio is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tactio allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tactio enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tactio and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar!
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at kensolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at kensolar.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line if you're here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those. They include the live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, both free for you, freetalklive.com.
Sound money is under attack. The Liberty Dollar's offices were raided by the FBI and Secret Service on November the 14th, 2007. All its precious metals, computers, and records were seized. Your help is urgently needed. Go to libertydollar.org, sign up for their updates, and register for the lawsuit. Don't let the government steal your money and destroy the Liberty Dollar. LibertyDollar.org.
Talking about a very confusing story. I'm trying to understand what the bureaucrats are doing here. The story is out of Allentown, Pennsylvania, and it is a high school, Parkland High School. 40 students are under suspicion by the police for possession of child pornography. Now, they don't make it clear here that that's... yes, they do. Martin said students who fail to comply by the deadline could be prosecuted in juvenile court for possession of child pornography. So these 40 kids being threatened with a pretty serious crime.
Child pornography, doesn't that stay on your record forever?
If you're a juvenile, I don't know.
It can't be good.
Yeah.
Either way, it's a serious, crime. And they're threatening these students because somebody took some video and photos of two high school girls and then sent them to dozens of the girls' classmates via cell phone.
Why would they send them? Oh, never mind. No, I heard what you said wrong.
Right, right. You know, oh, look, here are your classmates having, you know, they're caught having sex. Okay. And so the kids passed them on to their friends, and they passed them on to their friends. Somehow the police got wind of it, because inevitably someone opened their big mouth.
Of course.
And the police got wind of it, and they came in to do what exactly? The images are out. As soon as the images hit two people, they can go as far as, you know, as you can imagine. They can go all around the world. They can be archived permanently in places the police could never hope to reach. But yet the police are tracking down as many of these kids as they possibly can and demanding to see their cell phones so they can determine whether or not the pictures have been deleted.
Well, I think that they know what they're... They know what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to try to track this down. Now, technology is way outpaced them. They understand that. So they're supposed to try to track it down. They're going to go through the traditional means of tracking these things down. In the process, they're going to scare the bejesus out of these kids so that they don't do it again.
That must be what it is. I think they're just trying to scare people. In this case, they're saying that there's a state trooper going to be sent to the school, and apparently
I think that what they're also doing is they're creating a certain animosity towards the police in the future.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, what they're going to take these kids in there, they're going to shake their finger at them, they're going to, you know, tell them God knows what.
This is child pornography. Do you understand?
You could go to prison for 10 years for this. Son, you're just lucky I'm going to take it easy on you.
Right.
Well, I mean, what if the kid takes that poorly? What if he says, you know, I don't want to be threatened by these people, and I can't believe they did that to me. So they're creating a certain level of animosity towards the police. What's the good of that? Why do we want that in our kids?
I think that not only are they trying to get the kids to obey, not only are they trying to get them to cooperate with their little investigation, get them to bend over, but also I think the police understand that this is, to some extent, damage control for them in that they're giving the kids the option to show them their cell phones. For instance, imagine how bad the PR would be. Imagine how ruined the police would be if they actually did just go ahead and not give the kids a chance to make good, but just went ahead and prosecuted all 40 of them.
It wouldn't be good.
How would that look? I mean, because the police get away with prosecuting the couples when you get two young teenagers having sex with one another. And they take some pictures. The police have been able to prosecute two teenagers pretty successfully without much of an uproar. We've seen that happen. But 40? Imagine what would happen if all 40 of those kids decided, no, that's okay. We don't really want to show you our cell phones. Nope, that's all right. You're going to prosecute 40 kids? And put 40 kids in juvie?
Well, yeah, they would try to do that. Currently,
they don't want to do that. They don't want to.
I understand they don't, but you know, other cops and other precincts have done that, though.
Martin said students who fail to comply by the deadline could be prosecuted. One of the girls in the picture is shown engaging in a sex act with an unidentified boy. Lucky him. The other girl took and transmitted a photo of her bare breasts in that he is not identified. Martin said he was not certain if the girl shown having sex had known she was being photographed. As for the other student, she's a victim, and she's not a victim, he said.
Huh?
What?
Well, she was having sex earlier than she's supposed to, according to the law.
No, the other girl took a photo of her bare breasts. She's a victim, and she's not a victim, according to the cop.
I don't know.
Our thrust has been to get the kids to come forward, and we've indicated we will not charge them for possessing the images. I'm not sure what we're going to do with the participants at this point. They're not sure? Are they weighing their options? What are they? I mean, this is just so bizarre. I think the police are actually kind of scared to take action on this issue. Students interviewed, and thank goodness, I hope they don't. Leave these kids alone. Putting them in jail
like
for child
kids
porn.
Kids being interested in sex is anything new.
Certainly not. It's just that now we've got cameras all over the place.
And now we've, you know, we're the nation that incarcerates more of its more of its people than any other nation in the world. So, of course, we've got to keep that up. We've got a system. We've got prosecutors. We've got judges. And, you know, this system where we just, you know, we have to mull through people. We have to incarcerate them.
I'm just surprised to see the cops so unsure of themselves on this. They're not salivating.
The law is the law,
right,
after all.
Right. They're not salivating to enforce this particular law this particular time. Students interviewed at the school Thursday said the pictures made the rounds about 2 months ago. 2 months ago! So this isn't like the police just caught wind of it the next day and rushed in to try to put, you know, put the stop to this. Do you understand? 2 months in internet time is like 5 years have gone by.
Nobody cares about this video anymore. You know, I mean, nobody cares anymore.
The images have been distributed well beyond the high school, say the students. In fact, all the way out to certain universities in the area.
I really thought we were talking about something that happened like this week. That does not make any sense to me.
Well,
2 months ago,
the response of the police would make you think it was.
There's people in, you know, there's people in Nigeria that are tired of this video at this point. No one cares anymore. This video is so last month's news.
Samantha Smith, 16-year-old junior, said she deleted the images when she got them. She said the school isn't going to get everybody because it is everybody. I don't know anybody who didn't get the pictures. A senior said teachers discussed the episode with students, telling us how it could hurt the girls in the future. Come on. Well, are you kidding me?
I think
you're going to go in for a job interview, and the interviewer is going to say, you know, I typed your name into the internet and found some porn. Nobody's name is going to be attached to this, and even so...
And what separates it from the million of other naked chicks online?
Well, I understand that, but like, if I could go right now, Julia, and I could type in Julia Miranda into the internet...
You'd
and
find
I could,
some interesting stuff.
I have never bothered. I've never even considered doing it. I don't know why I haven't considered doing it, but if I did, and I could pull up porn that had you on there, I'm like, my image of you is going to be different than it is right now.
Is it?
So
why?
Why? Because people, that's the way people are.
But that's not. That's
so
not
if
what?
I told you right now that so there is porn online with my face in it, that won't bother you. But if you see it, it will disturb you. Or is it just like to know? Like if I told you right now that there's porn of me online, that would bother you forever, and you wouldn't think.
No,
of
it wouldn't affect you. Seeing it would change my image of you.
Okay.
That's bizarre, though, because
that's absolutely human behavior, and it's absolutely true. What those teachers are saying is absolutely, positively true. It can affect people in the future.
I try to understand. I think it's understandable that people do things differently when they're teenagers, and when they grow up, they become different people. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Most people don't get that?
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Now that we are in the midst of the presidential primaries, Republican candidate Ron Paul needs our support more than ever. Ron Paul stands for the issues that need to be addressed and not glossed over and forgotten like the globalist crowd being fielded. Unlike other candidates, Ron Paul takes a stand to follow what our forefathers envisioned America to be through the Constitution. Dr. Paul will restore sound money, eliminate the IRS, prevent the NAU, get us back to our constitutional roots, and guard our nation here at home by bringing home the troops. Show your support for Ron Paul today. Go to ronpaulstickers.com to find the latest Ron Paul promotional media to help promote our last hope for America. Yard signs, bumper stickers, window decals, buttons, car magnets, and much more. Support Ron Paul. Take the stand for the traditional values that America needs. Go to ronpaulstickers.com and help get the word out about Ron Paul. This is our chance, America. Stand up. Now is the time to act.
We all know that Berkey Water Systems are the only trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, and radon 222. They also reduce nitrates, nitrite, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer the best deal in the world on the web for Berkey Light Water Systems. Order the Berkey Light System today and we'll include 2 black Berkey elements and 3 sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and the 3 sport Berkey water bottles, a $90 value free for a limited time. Just call Jeff at 562-544-0507 now to order. That's Jeff at 562-544-0507 or click on the banner at GCNlive.com to order online now.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Free Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, AT and here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, they include the bulletin board system with over 300,000 posts. Stories, issues to fun stuff, you'll find it all, and it's all for free. bbs.freetalklive.com, we'll get you there. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save. LegalZoom.com.
1-800-259-9231. Talking about high school cell phone porn. Apparently, this is becoming a bit of a trend. So much to the point where the police aren't being as, well, awful as they normally are. They're not cracking down as hard as you might have expected. If you look at other examples of young people taking pictures of themselves naked and getting into trouble in the past, it's usually just been a couple of kids that have been caught up in trouble, and so the police run them right through the system, they convict them, and they get in trouble, and, you know, the case is over and done with. Especially, and, of course, if it's an adult, then, you know, they get convicted and the case is over and done with. You know, it gets a little bit of news coverage and that's that. But this time, there are at least 40 kids involved in the investigation. And the police, they don't really quite know how to handle this one because they don't want the bad PR of arresting all 40 kids and putting them all in jail at the same time. I think they have a feeling that might not go over so well with the community in general. So it's clear that the law isn't just the law and it needs to be enforced by the police. It's clear the police can make decisions as to when to enforce the law and when not to. Mm-hmm. And it's also clear that it's done on a completely arbitrary basis. It's done on a political basis. It's done to make the police look good, or as look as good as possible in the circumstances. And so that's why they aren't kicking butt and taking names on this particular issue. And I think it's good. I don't think kids should be serving time in jail or doing community service because they took pictures of each other naked. Now, am I saying that kids should just go out and have sex with each other a whole bunch? No. I think that's stupid.
And I think it's going to result in sexually transmitted diseases and babies and pregnancies. And I know Julia's got a story about teenage pregnancy in America. We'll get to that in a little bit. So I don't want to make it sound like I'm encouraging this behavior. But at the same time, putting kids in jail and getting them in
incarcerating
trouble.
Incarcerating them, giving them a record.
Right.
Especially
child
sex,
porn.
Right,
yeah.
Sex
aren't you a sex
record?
Offender?
Yeah. Absolutely, that's what that would be.
Well,
so,
that's for life, isn't it? You can't get off a sex offender list.
I can't. I imagine different states are different depending on juvenile versus youthful offender
either
versus
way,
adult.
It's pretty serious.
Convictions.
Isn't what you need to be spending your time doing. Go investigate some real crimes. Just a few more thoughts on this story here. The seniors are saying that, or one of the seniors says, the teachers discussed the episode with students, telling us how it would hurt the girls in the future. On the social networking site Facebook, one student started a group called Parkland, where porn stars are born.
Mm-hmm.
Authorities began investigating about 2 weeks ago after some students notified school administrators. A couple kids got these images, didn't much want them, didn't quite know what to do with them once they were received, and they were brought to the attention of the school resource officers. So someone sent them to this school snitch, apparently. Officials do not believe the pictures were taken on school property. Phone messages left Thursday for the principal and superintendent were not returned, and a reporter was turned away from both the high school and district office. This is typical. Bureaucrats have no interest in commenting on stories like this. About 3,200 students are enrolled at Parkland, blah, 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 blah. So there you go. There's the story. Kids facing child pornography charges because they received images. Because someone sent them an image on their cell phone of teenagers naked. In one case, it was a couple of kids having sex. Because you received that image, now you're guilty of child porn possession. Or at least if they want to prosecute you, which in this case, the police are holding back on those prosecutions.
How nice.
God bless them.
1-800-259-9231. Let's go to your phone calls. You can bring up anything more on teens and pregnancy here in a moment, but let's go to Ziggy on the amp line first in the UK. Ziggy, what's on your
mind? Hi, guys. Right, I have a property rights dilemma for you.
Okay.
In terms of story, pre-9/11, which happened at Omaha Airport, a British individual called Richard Ward, who has an alter ego called Sarah West, was travelling as Sarah West, but of course they have a male passport.
Okay, that's got to be a problem. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, they presented their passport. They were getting a plane from Omaha to Chicago for a connecting flight to London.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they presented their passport at...
When you say they, you're referring to this one person, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
They presented their passport control, and no problem. They got on the plane. Anyway, they were about to take off when an official from United Airlines said to them that they must change into male clothing to fit the picture on their passport. Now, I have met this individual, and I've met them as male and female, and they do look very different.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this isn't a problem with this airport security. This was a problem with United Airlines itself.
Hmm.
Now, my thoughts on it was, well, United Airlines have a right to say who they will and who they won't carry.
Sure do.
And, yeah. But on the other hand, I do think it was a little ridiculous. Sure, they needed to establish...
Oh, it's outrageous. Absolutely. United Airlines is completely within their rights in this outrageous... thing to do to someone. I mean, this is embarrassing as crap. This is like telling some lady who has, a balding problem, has had cancer treatment, look, lady, you can't come on here with that wig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, this is outrageous. It's within their rights to do it. As far as I'm concerned, it's their airplane. They should be able to make their rules. But, whoa, if this is so, and I don't know, I wasn't there, I can't say what United did.
However, I'd say this individual, having met them, they were very much... stamp my feet, I have the right to do this, that, and the other.
That's not going to get them anywhere.
Yeah, that's
not
going anywhere.
Basically, they did try and sue United Airlines. Only problem was, of course, United Airlines went into bankruptcy soon after that.
that probably didn't go well either.
Also, it led to them losing their job. Not because the work found out that, they were a transvestite. The work already knew they were a transvestite because they'd already walked into their work one day and said, right, tomorrow I'm turning up as Sarah. Because in Britain, transgendered people are protected under employment law. But they got very hung up about the fact they didn't get their day in court. And I kept saying, look, when I met them, and within the first 10 minutes, they had explained this story to me twice in great detail. It was obvious to me they were upset that they couldn't have their day in court and that justice hasn't happened. And I said, look, you know, far worse things have happened to people. This is not a severe intrusion into human rights.
Right. Get over
it and get on with your life.
Yeah, the United Airlines baggage checker didn't pull out a billy club and, you know, smack them across the head for being a transvestite. They just weren't, you know, were refused passage, that's all.
No. And one other thing, porn story you just told?
Yeah, the high school cell phone porn.
It reminds me of when I was at school. And when we got to, in those days, it was the sixth form, which is when you were between 16 and 18. There were a couple of kids who were engaged in a sexual relationship. Anyways, one day at assembly, the headmaster goes, I've suspended Shane and Sarah because I believe they're having a sexual relationship. Well, the age of consent is 16 here. Hmm. As far as I was concerned, it was their business. And what the headmaster did was completely wrong, because you know what was going to happen when they arrived back at school? Everyone was going to sneak behind the back, going, Sarah and Shane have been at it. You know.
Yeah, I don't think it happens anymore, but I think it was exactly like that when you and I
were. Yeah, well, he could have used some discretion and instead of announcing it in front of everybody. But so you're saying that as a result of that, everyone knew about that and it wasn't out in the open.
Yeah, I mean, okay, fair enough. They were absent from school and everyone would realize it was like, oh. But there was another incident, which I'm not going to go into details about, which concerned somebody who I actually shared a dormitory with, who basically, it wasn't ever proven, who sexually assaulted, was accused, you know, the rumor was that they sexually assaulted another student. And basically, you know, he was expelled. But we never found out whether that was the truth, because that was bad for the school if they, you know, general public had found out. Whereas two people over the age of 16 who are consenting age, it's their business, and the school realized that might be an invasion of their privacy.
Yeah, why not just leave them alone? Unless they're actually having sex on school campus, then I don't see why it's any of the school's business.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, as always. 800-259-9231. High school cell phone porn teen pregnancy is next, and your calls as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
On September 11th, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At RightToRedress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com.
It seems like every time you fill up to the pump, gas prices have gone up again. Not only is it frustrating, it's costing you more money than ever before. Well, the solution is here, and it's called System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus increases horsepower, improves engine performance, and restores compression with one easy application. System 48 Plus even cleans the engine walls, saving you from costly repairs. It works with regular or synthetic motor oil and can even be used in diesel engines. System 48 Plus guarantees you will see a 2 to 4 mile per gallon increase, saving you fuel and money. Order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus with a special discounted price of $19.95 plus $5 shipping and handling. For a limited time, buy 4 cans of System 48 Plus and get the 5th absolutely free. Save your sanity. Save your money. The time is now. Order your System 48 Plus for only $19.95 by calling 866-527-8430. That's 866-527-8430. Or order online at system48.net today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You only have a few moments remaining, but just enough time for your call. If you make it now at 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. All right, so continuing here on the theme for the hour of kids involved in sexual goings on, recording them, and then getting in trouble, which we're seeing happen more and more often now that more and more teenagers have cell phones with cameras and video capability. The fact is, whether you want to believe it or not, your teenagers are interested in sex.
I can remember being interested in sex as young as second grade.
I don't know about that.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't know.
Wow.
Yeah.
They say girls mature faster, but I didn't know it was that fast.
I actually got in trouble once at school. My friend and I used to go on recess and sort of hide behind this cubby area and write in these little books that we have, journals, I guess, and we would write stuff about sex. And one day, even though the cover said, "Nobody read, private," one day the teacher found the journals and she opened them up and read it and called my mom, and I had to have a talk.
Oh, no.
With it. Yeah, and it had just a bunch of sex stuff in it. And so I got in big trouble for being curious about sex at age 8 or whatever. But
how do you think that level of repression affected you later on in life?
Well, I guess it...
Did your mom tell you to not even say the word?
Yeah, she told me when she found condoms in my backpack when I was 15, and I honestly wasn't having sex. I just had condoms because that's what teenagers do with condoms when they get a hold of them.
They hold on to them like gold because you could have sex.
Exactly. And instead of saying something about good job for having condoms, because just because I could have been having sex without condoms, she told me she didn't like the S word. So it was pretty much established from a young age in my home that sex was not something we talked about. Sex was not something we did. And I had sex at a younger age than I would have liked to now that I am older. And I
think that had something to do with the fact that it was forbidden?
And now it's my favorite topic. I love talking about sex and researching sex and stuff like that because I wasn't allowed to as a kid.
Hmm. Well, at least you didn't get knocked up during your experimentation.
It's actually funny because my mom was so mean to me about it, and I have now made it past the age where my mother had me. So, in your face.
All right. So, what's the story about the teenage pregnancies, Julie? Are you going to come for us?
I found a story. I actually found two stories about it, but apparently, for the first time in 15 years, teen pregnancies is on the rise.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Just what we need.
Yep, exactly.
More kids having kids.
And the first article I found actually blames it on Hollywood, saying that since Hollywood has more sex in movies than it used to, and since...
And because then America doesn't have to take responsibility, each person individually
right.
doesn't have to take
yeah.
responsibility, it's even better. It's good to blame Hollywood.
Right. It's not your fault, parents. Parents, it's not your fault. It's Hollywood movies. Now,
correct.
Look, I can remember what it was like when I was a kid, and my parents would send me down the hallway if we were watching something on television or watching a movie and there was some sexual scene coming up. They'd send me down the hallway. Now, you know what that did to me? It made me want to know what I was missing.
Right.
Made me want to know why I was being excluded from these particular scenes. And I think that the fact that there's sex in movies doesn't have a damn thing to do with how often kids are having sex. And I think it has absolutely everything to do with the fact that parents just don't want to talk about it.
Right.
They don't want to address these issues with their kids.
That is probably one of my biggest pet peeves ever. And I don't have kids. I don't plan on having kids, at least not anytime soon. But if I did have kids, I would be honest with them. And please, Mark, be honest with your child about sex. It does damage if you don't.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't be dishonest about it. I think if somebody's old enough ask a question.
Exactly. You're old enough to know the answer.
Are you going
to
send them down the hallway?
No, I don't know. I mean, I don't know precisely.
What's that, Daddy?
I think that there's some stuff that I don't think is appropriate for parents to go showing kids.
Well, I'm not going to watch porn with my 5-year-old.
Yeah,
but
not? You're hiding the porn from them, Julia.
If you're old enough to ask questions about sex, you're old enough to get answers. I don't understand. I mean, if you're
ooh, I
mentally
like that. That's
able
a good
to
one.
Process
good catchphrase.
What?
If you're old enough to ask questions, you're old enough to get answers. I think that's a good catchphrase.
Yeah, that's really great considering I just used it 30 seconds ago. The
end was sounds better coming out of her mouth.
Yeah. That's really great, Julia. I don't know.
Well,
you know, there's certain things that you can ask questions about that you're not ready for the answers to.
But
Daddy,
how do you know I'm
what
not
are you
ready?
Watching? Can I watch too?
It's just one of my biggest pet peeves that parents, even when it seems to get worse when they get older, like when they're 5 and they ask about sex, they sort of giggle about it. My little 5-year-old asked about sex the other day and I told him the stork story and blah, blah, blah. But as they get older, parents tend to get more and more uncomfortable about talking about sex with their children, which doesn't make any sense to me because it's one of our most basic and instinctual functions.
Because of that, you should want your kids to understand it, to comprehend it, and understand the ramifications of it instead of just living in the dark. And we've talked many a times of the unintended consequences that result from parents keeping their kids in the dark. What typically happens is what happens with me. For instance, now I got lucky because I didn't knock anybody up, didn't have the opportunity until, you know, in my early 20s. But some kids aren't that lucky. And what happens is your parents keep you in the dark. You end up learning all you know about sex from going over to your friend's house and watching porn on the computer
giggling with your girlfriends at school about it.
Well, right, and inevitably they've seen some pornography as well. And so kids learn the wrong things about sex from the wrong resources, and then they take that knowledge, and when their time comes, they don't know what the hell they're doing. They don't know how dangerous it is. They don't know the precautions they need to take. As a result, you end up with STDs and pregnancies. And in the case of teen pregnancies, Julia, you're saying that they're up for the first time in 15 years, but that's up from an already
high. The teenage birth rate in the United States is the highest in all of the developed world.
Right. Even Europe, where they're more sexually free,
get this,
they have less teen pregnancies than America does.
Oh, because they're not teaching kids.
If you look at the
statistics.
Because
they are teaching kids in Europe.
I'm sorry. Because
right. Americans aren't. There's so much federal government money going into abstinence programs in school, and it's a waste. If you want to teach your, well, government schools is a whole other issue. And that's another problem, I think, is a lot of parents sort of just expect schools to teach your children about sex.
Right.
Bad idea.
I shouldn't have to teach my kids about uncomfortable things.
Don't have children if you're afraid of uncomfortable situations. I'm sure there's a whole bunch of them.
Indeed. So you're saying that the United States already number one, and now the problem's getting worse. And they're blaming Hollywood movies for it.
Yes. Well, because of the whole Britney Spears sister getting pregnant thing, they say that people idolize her, which who idolizes Britney Spears' sister? I don't even know
Lots
who she is.
Lots of little girls do.
I would
Lots
think
of little girls.
Yeah, you know, if there's somebody out there on TV, somebody idolizes them.
You're
somebody
not a tween.
Says that that's a
She's,
great person.
You're not a tween, Julia. The tween, what's the definition of tween? Is it like 8 to 13 or something
oh,
like that?
I was
going to
say it's more like 10, 11, 12, but okay.
It's somewhere in there. It's like
a 13 is a teen.
It's like between puberty and pre-puberty. It's like some weird age range in there. And these are the girls that are really into the Hannah Montana.
I don't even know who these people are.
They're really exactly. So
right. You're not a tween,
right?
Thank goodness.
The Hannah Montana. The Jamie Lynn Spears is another one.
But somebody is.
Basically, their stars, the people they look up to. Are the girls that are on the upper edge of the tween age range. They're on the very lower teenage
range. Right,
they're
the lower teens.
14, 15 years old.
Yeah, they're aspiring to that particular range, 14, 15, 16. They read these books in school that I can't come up with any titles, but these sort of school, novels, they look like romance novels. There's probably some boy-girl romance going on, but... You know, they're just, I don't know.
We don't know much.
The thing that they're into is just entirely different than what you and I would imagine. And, yeah, they do idolize Britney Spears' sister because they want to grow up to be rich
and pretty.
Dance for a living mm-hmm. and, you know, whatever.
I didn't even know Britney Spears' sister was somebody. I thought she was just Britney Spears' sister.
Yeah, I didn't know she. I didn't know she existed until she got knocked up.
Yeah, I will admit that myself.
So, were you going somewhere with that, Julia?
Well, the article isn't particularly interesting, except that it blames Hollywood, and I just wanted to point out that
right.
It's so easy to put the blame on Hollywood.
Sure.
But
what's the solution there? I mean, if we're going to presume that Hollywood's the problem, is the solution to have more federal regulation of movie content? Are we
going
to ban sex scenes?
The article doesn't actually say that, but you'd think that's where it's going.
Well,
we have to do
problem,
something about this.
Right, if that's the problem, then we need a solution, and that would be banning sex scenes, which of course would mean that kids won't be asking questions about sex at all, therefore they would be guaranteed to not get any answers about sex, and the teen pregnancy rate would continue skyrocketing.
Yeah, this goes great.
All right. Go.
It's been Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And returning tomorrow night, you can join us for the live Saturday edition at that time. In the meantime, you can join us online at freetalklive.com.
You know that the Federal Reserve is stealing your money every time they print more of their notes. Now, are you willing to do something about it? An increasing number of Americans are now using the Liberty Dollar to protect their purchasing power and profit. These people are returning America to value $1 at a time. Will you be one of them? Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org. That's 888-LIB-DOLLAR or libertydollar.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.